Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
Won't you stay, my love? You come and go, won't you stay? You know you give me just enough. Won't you stay, my love?
Oh, would you be my love? 'Cause I will give you all of me, my love. To the moon and back is not enough. Would you be my love?
You hold my heart right in your hands. You take control of all that I am. Do you feel the same? Do you feel the same? Please just stay, my love. Don't you ever walk away, my love. Even just for one more day, my love. Won't you stay? Do you feel the same? 'Cause all of my life I have been searching, and with you I'm alive. And all the pain's been worth it, and if only for tonight.
Won't you please stay right by my side?
Okay, welcome back to another edition of Sound and Country Vision. It's volume 7, and unfortunately we are without Camo today, which is a shame, but we've actually got a guest on the show, Hannah Brown.
Hello!
So, that song was by Una Healy from The Saturdays and Sam Palladio, who obviously stars in the drama series Nashville. What are your thoughts on the song? I presume it's the first time you've heard it, Hannah.
Yes, no, I hadn't heard that before. It was very calm and, you know, soothing. I like the guitar sound to it. It was different.
Yeah,
you know, as I was saying to you, it's not what I would expect someone who was once in the Saturdays to now be creating, because the Saturdays were very like mainstream pop.
Yeah.
And this is obviously almost nearly the opposite of what they were doing.
Definitely. I was unsure when I first heard the song. I think her voice is very sweet and she suits country. I'm not sure what the country industry think of it, and I'm not sure what Camo would think of it.
No.
We'll have to ask him another time. But yeah, so. Okay, so we've got a lot of things to discuss on the show today. Upcoming festivals, concerts, and country stars born in March as well. And I also wanted to discuss, I don't know whether I should, because it might be a bit of a shock to country fans and those that perhaps haven't seen Nashville Series 5. It might be a bit of a spoiler, but there's been a shocking twist to the series. I don't know whether you've heard, Hannah, or seen on Facebook.
Well, I don't watch Nashville, so I'm not fully up to date, but I'm looking forward to hearing about it. But we could always just alert any Nashville followers of the impending spoiler.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe I shouldn't exactly say what has happened in case they are waiting to see it maybe further on in the year. But one of the main characters, something happens to them and it's very, very shocking. And I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah.
I have to start watching.
Okay, so that was Piano Dreamers with their version of Maren Morris's 80s Mercedes, which was actually quite nice and soft.
Yeah, it was very relaxing. It's almost what you'd expect to hear in the soundtrack to a movie when everything's going right and it's just happy and okay.
Yeah, it was quite nice, actually. Okay, so for all of you looking for festivals and concerts and shows to go in the summer, there's actually one coming up called the Buckle and Boots Country Festival. The acts are to be announced, but I did see something on Jess and the Band, so I have a funny feeling they're going to be there. And obviously, the band is made up of four English guys, and it's an American girl. So that's quite nice. But Buckle and Boots is a country musical festival that will host the cream of UK country talent alongside chart-topping US country stars from across the Atlantic. It's set in the Manchester countryside. So for anybody looking for something to do in the summer who's country fans, go there because it sounds really, really good. There's food, drink and camping facilities as well on site. And it's a great experience according to the website. And by the looks of it, Chris Country Radio will be there too. Don't got to go home.
listening to Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
Probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see the permanent damage you did to me. Never again, I just wish I could forget when it was magic. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror saying to myself, you know you had to do it, I know. The bravest thing I ever did was run. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again. But I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. And I know why we had to say goodbye like the back of my hand. And I just miss you.
Was Little Big Town with Better Man, and according to CMT, Little Big Town's song is country's most played song at the minute. It's top of the country airplay, and there's been speculation that that's due to their Grammys performance. And that song was actually written by Taylor Swift, which was actually kept quiet for a long time because they wanted the actual meaning of this, people to listen to the song and hear the meaning of it, rather than thinking that sort of Taylor Swift wrote it. And obviously they know that a lot of her songs is about breakups and relationships, so yeah. The band decided to keep it quiet for a long time. But I was listening to an interview with them on Chris Country, I think it was last weekend, and they revealed it on there. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So, you've just bought the Ward Thomas album, haven't you, Hannah?
Yeah, I did the other week, so not too long ago, but I'm already hooked.
Have you listened to all of it all the way through?
All of that whole album, and listening to the previous one a bit on Spotify. I love the songs. They're great to sing along to. This weekend I was the only one in my house, so I put the CD in my CD player on my laptop, whichever one was closest to me, cranked the volume up, and I'd just be going around the house singing my head off to the songs. That's just so good.
So do you think you'll be going to see them at the Engine Shed here in Lincoln in May?
I really want to. I'm just trying to... I don't know whether I really want to go on my own. It would be my first music concert. Yeah, let's go together. It'd be great.
They're actually coming to the UK in August as well to do a tour. So there's another chance for you to go and see them then. So.
Two chances. We were happy once.
True, like an answered prayer. You were mine and we were in. Now a fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I bend, I bend, I bend so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels and you don't even want this love enough to make you want to stay. I give, I give, I give, you never take it. I still believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to say.
That was Ward Thomas with Cartwheels. That's one of my favourites, I think. So, Hannah, did you watch the Grammys at all?
No, I missed it, unfortunately. Missed it. Yeah.
Well, there's a selection of country winners for this 2017 Grammy Awards. And one of those was the country duo group performance for Jolene with Pentatonix.
I've watched some of their videos on YouTube. Yeah. They're good.
I thought it was a really good version because obviously the song's been covered quite a few times, and even Miley Cyrus, who's obviously Dolly Parton's goddaughter, covered it with her. I think that was at the 50th anniversary of Dollywood or something. So yeah, that was really good.
I have no idea.
And then other country winners was My Church with Maren Morris. That was for Best Country Solo Performance. And Laurie McKenna with Humble and Kind, she got Best Country Song. So there was quite a few, so it was a good show for our country.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Well, you could have your choice of man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my.
So if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do that by visiting our Sound and Country Vision page, where you'll find all updates on all the volumes of the show and other country entertainment news. And we've also got a Twitter account, and you can go to @SoundandCountryVision, or you can follow my journalism Instagram page, Tessa Leanne Snart, where you'll also find a lot of things about country artists. So yeah, head to those pages. And Hannah, you were just saying that the Pentatonix was actually in Picture Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2. Pitch Perfect 2. Yes, briefly, if you spot them, when they're in the World Championships, they have a montage of a cappella groups, and it's Pentatonix who are there representing Canada. So for the eagle-eyed watcher, you can spot them.
Ah, oh, very, very good. Okay, so another show that's coming up No, that's gone wrong now.
2017,
I know. Another show is New Faces of Country Music. Now, I believe this is an ongoing sort of show, and it's sort of closing very, very soon. And Maddie and Tay and Maren Morris have performed there for the Country Radio Seminar. So, yeah, have you heard of Maddie and Tay, Hannah?
I've heard when you suggested them to me, briefly, because... So I haven't checked them out yet. I haven't heard their music, no. But I will check them out. As you said, they were very good.
I always say they're the American version of Ward Thomas, basically. So, yeah.
I'll definitely have to look them up.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the country radio broadcasters sort of host the New Faces of Country Music show. And they provide a platform and structure for education and growth for the country music format. So I think that's quite good.
Hmm.
Yeah. getting the entertainment out there country-wise.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. Not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you, if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you, I'd just paint you bright, baby. Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you,
so that was Keith Urban with Blue Ain't Your Colour. So we've got some country stars born in March, and that is John Carter Cash, which is Johnny Cash's son, who's March the 3rd. The lovely Carrie Underwood, who's March the 10th. Kenny Chesney, March the 26th. The legendary Reba McEntire, which is March 28th. And Thomas Rhett, who I absolutely love, is March the 30th. So
lots of birthdays.
Lots of country stars born in the month of March.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Setting the world on fire. near us at the pier. So do you think we'll live forever as we killed another beer? And you wrote I love you in lipstick on the mirror. And we were laughing until we were breathless. Never found anything so reckless. We were all lit up and restless and coming.
So, Hannah, obviously I've mentioned to you about Maddie and Tay earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
Have you actually listened to any of their music?
No, I haven't as of yet.
Okay, well, I think if you like Ward Thomas, you're going to like this. So I think we'll play you one now.
I look forward to it.
And you can give us some feedback on it afterwards.
No country music was hard in the making of this song. This is only a test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and it's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling. Saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Hi, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. Being the girl in a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Well, shaking my money maker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl in a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Never did it this way back in the old days. Oh, yo, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country.
country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend. Nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut and ride along. Down some old dirt road we don't even want to be on. And be the girl in a country song.
Okay, so what did you think of that, Hannah?
I liked it, yeah. I can see what you mean. It's like Ward Thomas, but it's got a bit more of a country twinge to the voices and sound of it. But no, it was good. I'm definitely going to be looking them up some more.
Oh, that's brilliant. Spreading the country love. they've actually done like a show with Ward Thomas anyway.
So, have they?
Yeah, they were singing each other's songs. So
maybe they'll do it again.
Yeah,
and we can go see them.
They should come to the Engine Shed.
Yes! As a four.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. A happy man, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby, that red dress brings me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never I could die, happy man.
Okay, so that was Thomas Rhett with Die a Happy Man, born actually Thomas Rhett Akins in Nashville. And his dad was actually a famous American country singer and songwriter too, Rhett Atkins. He'll be going on tour as well in November. So if you'd like to go and see him, book your tickets now because I'm sure they will sell very, very fast. So, yeah. Next up, we've got, I think, did Camo suggest this? This was a song that he'd mentioned, I think, last time, maybe, but I don't know whether it was played. So this is Mo Pitney with Everywhere.
I open up my eyes and feel you by my side for the morning light even. There's comfort in the knowing that anywhere I'm going, I know you'll be rolling with me. Everywhere, every step, every sunrise, every sunset, every word I say, every night and day, every single move, everything I do, of the road as this journey unfolds. I see you everywhere, every step, every sunrise, every sunset, every word I say, every night and day, every single move, everything I do, everywhere.
Okay, so that was Mo Pitney, actually born Morgan Daniel, and he's an American country music singer, and he actually signed to Curb Records in 2014, so he's quite recent. And you said, Hannah, that you recognised it.
I recognised it from one of Camo's previous suggestions on the midweek drive. Yeah. But it's a good song. As we say, I don't expect that deep voice to come from him. It's a beautiful voice, but it's very unexpected.
His voice doesn't match his face, does it?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, completely different, though, strangely enough.
It's time to say goodbye, Tessa.
Already?
You've done all the piece. We've welcomed Hannah on board. All I said was 2016, and that's it, really.
And that's it. Thank you, Hannah,
for joining us. Camo, who needs you?
No, we miss you. Come back.
Would you like to say farewell before we go to the family secret with John Carter Cash?
Okay, well, farewell until next time.
Daddy is the wolf man. Came the day I woke naked in the
barn. Scratches across my back and my clothes all torn. Mama said she noticed since the day I was born. Said, child, wash the blood from your hands and face it, you're the wolfman. Of the wolf man. Years passed and I moved down to town. Couldn't hold a single job down. Finally met my true love and we kept moving around. She learned to cope with her family secret. Learned to love the wolf man. Wormwood crib neath the foot of a crow. The little babe coddle seeds that grows. The markers gain upon him where beneath his veins flow. The twisted skein of the morning band and the blood of the wolf man. Not the love of holy light with the full moon in sight. Steal through veils of crimson and learn to rapture holy sight and open the menu for the night. Of the wolf.